This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
So where's the office back at Division?
The in office, baby. Going up.
What's up, Buckeye Nation? You're tuned in to the Buckeye Cast.
Sets, fires, touchdown, Garrett Wilson. Wow!
In the end zone! Oh, what a catch! Jeremy Rucker, give me that!
Fields, the throw, steps up, delivers deep down the field, he's got a receiver, a long way, touchdown!
Now here's your host, Joe Warwick.
The Ohio State Buckeyes.
What is up? We are back and better than ever. We are back, baby! RIP to my guy, Frank Costanza, as some might say. Jerry Stiller, I think he passed away during this shutdown. Sean, I don't think we have talked since Frank passed away.
I think you might be right on that. Yeah, RIP Costanza.
It's Ben's dad.
We'll have to do Festivus for the rest of us this coming holiday season.
Yeah. So yeah, rate, review, subscribe, follow us, all that happy shit. Would love a 5-star review. Hit the supply store. We got a 25% off promo code going right now. I believe it's TBCSS25, the number 25. So, Sean, anything weird going on this summer? Anything notable? It's been pretty mundane here in Florida.
We're just getting opened back up again. Haven't had a haircut in 4 months. I can get one now, finally, on Monday. I could get one, but now I'm kind of like in the hippie do, and I think I'm gonna rock this thing.
All right.
Till I can't manage.
Nice. All right. Supposedly we're setting records down here, so I mean, it's pretty awesome.
What kind of records?
Corona records, apparently.
Oh, daily records for your state.
Yeah. 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 We're fancy. So, I know it's been a while, folks, but hasn't really been a lot of positivity to talk about, you know. We're going to kind of be a distraction from all the negativity, and hopefully you turn off the news for a couple hours and listen to us. Well, a couple hours if you play us at half speed, right? So
you might want to listen twice, though, because what I'm saying is serious shit.
Oh. So we're sticking to sports only, though, for the most part. We're going to talk about this upcoming non-conference schedule. We just got a huge announcement today. We're going to talk a little recruiting update and who our targets still are. And we missed out on a few recruits lately. And don't look now, but here comes Bama. And we'll touch on the Athlon poll of the top 25 teams for this year. And Sean wanted to touch on the Buckeye Pledge. Apparently, he's got an opinion. Who would have thought? So, Sean, what are you drinking tonight?
I've got me a local flavor from the Perrin Brewery, a gold ale I picked up at the local mart. And I must say, it's got a nice finish.
Oh. What color is that? Is that like a dark brown, or is that like one of those lighter?
No, it's a lighter, but it's a solid gold. You know, it's not that super light, you know, Coors Light bullshit.
Yeah.
It's a nice solid gold.
Okay, I love that show. Used to watch that when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little buffalo going tonight, as per the usual. I gotta go on a buffalo hunt here locally. I'm about out of my stock.
Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
So good when it hits my lips. So let's jump into this non-conference schedule. Huge announcement today, of course, was the 2027-2028 season's home and home with Bama, going north of the Mason-Dixon line. I don't know the last time this if this ever even happened. Quick take, Sean. You think Saban's still there in 7 years?
No.
I agree. I don't know. I don't think he can still be roaming the sidelines at 75. He's 68 right now.
I can't see him there in 3 years.
Yeah.
It might not even be his successor by that time. They might have already fired the guy they got to replace him.
Yeah, he might be on the second guy, you're saying?
Yeah.
The guy after the guy?
Yeah, after they the might guy? Be on like their Rich Rod or like Jim Harbaugh guy. You know,
it might there you be go. A hoax?
A couple guys into it.
Maybe a couple hoax into it?
Maybe, you know, maybe a Lane Kiffin. Oh, you know?
Spicy. So, yeah, huge news. I love it. Regardless of whether Saban's there or not, you know they're not going to fall off in 7 years. They're still going to be respectable. They're not going to be the team that we remember from the 90s and early 2000s.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Right now, if there's one... I've always said I think Ohio State is the indestructible program. You know, compared to any other program, we just don't have sustained downturns. Bama's got to be like a close second, I feel like. I don't think they're ever going to – I don't think you're going to go on a run where they're in it every year. I think LSU and Georgia and Florida are going to, you know, eventually get back to giving them a run for their money. But Bama isn't going to turn into Arkansas or Michigan.
No. They had some down years in the 90s, though, with
they
some
did.
Fucking Mike Shulas and Mike Prices and all that shit. I mean, Buckeyes haven't gone through one of those turd type of coaches. I mean, in 50 years, you could say Earl Bruce is probably the weakest.
I mean, not probably, definitely.
Okay. So, and he went what? What do you go like every year about? 8-2, 7-3, 8-3.
Yeah, 9-3. A couple shitters in there, like 5-.
Right. Did well against Michigan, though. Cooper had a strong, strong campaign. I think he probably had a higher winning percentage than Earl. But so let's check out this non-conference schedule starting this year. Fingers crossed, toes crossed. We got at Oregon. Then next year, Oregon coming to town. 2022, we got Notre Dame in Columbus. 2023, we got at Notre Dame. That's going to be a good one. 2024, we're at Washington. 2025 is a fucking kick in the dick. We got at home with Texas and at home with Washington. That's a rough non-con schedule.
Yeah. That's fucking big boys.
2026, we got at Texas, and then we got Boston College. So, yeah.
Still, whatever. I mean, it's Boston College is it's a Power 5 out of conference. It isn't a MAC
right.
school.
Right. And then 2027, we got at Boston College. Then Bama comes to town. 2028, we go to Bama. Nothing on the slate for 2029 yet, but then 2030, we got Georgia, and then 2031, we got Georgia, home and home. I don't think that's been worked out yet, exactly which is home for us. So, SEC coming up north in the next 10 years. It's interesting.
That is a little interesting. That's, you know, they don't do that much.
Ever, if ever.
I think that'll be a good, Didn't LSU do a home and home with Wisconsin a couple years ago?
Yeah, they played it at a neutral, but I think they played it at Green Bay Packers Stadium. And same, Georgia just played. They came up to Notre Dame recently. But Bama typically plays these opponents, you know, in these non-conference games in a neutral field, like Jerry World or Atlanta, you know, someplace, right. Someplace that's quote unquote neutral, but not really, you know. Like I think they played USC in Jerry World recently. Of course, USC is garbage.
Those are 1 year deals, though. I don't mind that on a 1 year deal, but if it's going to be a 2 year deal, I like the home and home.
Yeah. Imagine what tickets are going to cost, man. That's going to be a huge fucking rake.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, you never know, though. What if, you know, Bama at that, you know, is looking at an 8-5 season? Still be a big game for the histories of the program, but
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what happens to Bama when Saban. It's like Ohio State's the only team that it doesn't drop after they lose, like, great coach. We go from great coach to great coach.
Exactly.
Great coach to better coach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. We don't go through a turd, you know, in-between guy. We got really lucky with Tressel being forced to resign and then Herb just being, you know, 1 year out of Florida.
And we got lucky, and I think he's great now. We got lucky getting to see Fickell for a year. On an interim basis and obviously it just, he wasn't ready. Yeah. And so we didn't have to pull the plug and hire a guy we all liked.
Yeah.
And then let him have some shit seasons.
Yeah. And he got screwed, man. They fucking took away half the goddamn team. You know, Fickell got so fucked there.
Yeah. But it's still your Ohio State. I mean, half your team is better than 85% of the teams you play.
Right. I get that. But still, that was a garbage season. That was really tough. What did we go, 5-7 or some shit? Yeah, I don't even think we went 500, man. We lost a bowl game. Tax Slayer Bowl.
Oh, that's a talk hot there, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Tax Slayer.
Yeah, I think it was in Jacksonville, too. So, yeah. What else stands out to you? You like this with Notre Dame?
Yeah, I like that. That's always a good back and forth. I don't really want to play them every year, but, you know, a couple times in a decade, yeah, I like mixing it up with those boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I like anybody. The hard part about it is they're doing this stuff so far out now, and you know, we're actually lucky, you know, but Oregon's always a risky thing. You're like, okay, Oregon's like at the top of the pack now, but they could easily be a fucking 6-16 too. I mean, everybody's so wishy-washy out there. Mm-hmm. Or Washington could be shit. And it's like, wow, it was a great home and home when you scheduled it. And then it went into
not a great. Yeah, we ran into that. Who did I run into that with?
But I mean, it's like the most sure thing has to be Miami.
Yeah, but we scheduled Texas and USC when Tress was here, and those guys were at their peaks.
Yeah.
So we don't fucking shy away from some ball games.
I don't think Ohio State ever does. And again, you can't really screw up any more than that, but you can still get in. In that big game, and if you win it and then lose later, you got some huge leverage if that team was any good that you beat.
Right. And by 2027 at the latest, we should be expanded to an 18 playoff, don't you think?
I mean, when's the contract up on this one?
Oh, it's coming up pretty soon, like a couple of years.
It's like a couple
of
years, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think. I mean, it's got to be a no-brainer that they start with an 18 playoff. And, you know, the conversation to me is, I mean, that's a no-brainer. It's where do you take it from here? Do you expand it more than eight teams? Do you try and get tricky with it?
Oh, shit.
I hope they don't. I hope it goes with eight, but.
It's 2025, man. The contract. contract goes through 2025. So, yeah, we're looking at the end of a four-team playoff. But you never know. You know, they could scrap a contract tomorrow.
Right.
If the TV networks are behind it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to start paying these players, NCAA could be a whole different ballgame and real quick.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
I mean, I've got friends speculating that the NCAA won't even exist in 4 or 5 years.
That's interesting.
Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know how you're going to.
They carry no weight, no power right now anyway. They have no power. The conferences have all the power. So the conferences would have to band together basically and tell the NCAA to go fuck themselves. And then they could partner with the ESPNs and the TV networks, which really ESPN is the monster there for college football since they're going to own the SEC package after this year. CBS is out of it, you know.
Well, don't they already own the SEC network?
They have that network, but they're buying CBS's SEC package. Remember, CBS has a couple games every week.
So all the primetime, not just the Arkansas verse.
Yeah. Yeah. ESPN will have all. Yeah, they'll have all the SEC. They already have the rest of the country pretty much. So yeah, I think the conferences will partner with the TV networks, and if they want to get something done, they could do it tomorrow, I think. So yeah, I don't see any of these other teams beating us up until that 2027 season. That's the first real challenge. Texas isn't good enough yet. Notre Dame isn't.
I don't know. I mean, Notre Dame could be. You never know. It's if to me, this game is if one of them has an elite quarterback and a decent O-line, any team can go pretty far. Mm-hmm. But I think it's being shown out over and over again. You got to have just a fucking stud quarterback. You cannot do it with a half-ass quarterback. He's got to be an absolute stud.
Right. Yeah. A team would have to catch us on an in-between season where we're, you know, kind of transitioning to a first-year starter like, you know, 2021 for us would be.
Right. And going to lose a big, you know, going to lose probably three on the O-line.
Right.
Yeah. And early in the season, you get one of these guys.
Right.
And O-line hasn't gelled yet or whatnot. Those are solid matchups. I mean, again, you can lose any game. Should we lose any of them? Probably not. We'll probably be favored in guessing most of those signs at Alabama.
Right. Yeah, both Texas games, I would assume we'd be favored there. Favored. Unless
but
we go
Texas,
through.
Texas, I mean, if Herman's still there, when's that, 2025?
Yeah, 25 and 26.
You know, then Tom Herman's going to have had some success, and I would see, mm-hmm. you know, Texas to being back to a top 10 perennial.
Right. I agree.
You know, and I mean, what do they got to go through? It's them in Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not the mullet. He's had a rough week or two.
And none of those.
Yeah. Boston College is not a worry. Washington's not a worry. Oregon's not a worry, in my opinion.
Oregon is in mine. I think you downplay it. I mean, it's. I think they're getting a little bit more credit for how good they're supposed to be, losing Herbert, the quarterback. They got probably the best tackle in football. Offensive tackle. I think they got some good running backs. Oregon's going to be, I think, our toughest game on the fucking schedule.
Okay.
I think it'll be tougher than going to Penn State. Wow. It's going to be the second game of the year. again, we've got new starters that didn't have a spring that are just going to be playing. Granted, they're in the same boat we are, but you know, I think offenses, you know, usually take a little more time to put together. I expect the defenses to excel early on, pretty much across college football.
Yeah, I could see that with the limited time, especially for offenses to get together. I can understand that. I'm just with Oregon having a new quarterback. I think they're looking at starting a transfer kid. I'd be surprised if they have anything worth worrying about, especially on offense. Defense is solid for them, but they don't play teams like ours, you know, and the depth and the quality depth. I think the talent gap is still pretty wide. I think that 2014 team that we beat was better than what they have now.
Yeah, it was just a known commodity. But again, of course, and again, it's a known unknown. You don't know what they're going to have. Kid come in and be a stud. And now Oregon's legit.
Right. So, yeah, I love playing Notre Dame.
Preseason, I mean, you'll get to that. But I know they're top 10 preseason in different polls that I've seen from way too early. I think I've seen them as high as 5, like right after last season ended, down to like 10-ish.
Right.
But
I don't think they win that conference. And that conference is weak as fuck.
Who's going to win it?
Hard telling. It depends if the California schools can play football or not. I would lean towards USC probably at this point.
What makes you have any faith in those losers?
Well, they got a returning quarterback. They had a really good recruiting class the last couple seasons. They didn't fire their coach for once.
I'd probably go with Washington State or somebody like that. Washington or Washington State.
Yeah, I'd listen to Washington. Know. I'd listen to that, but that's about it.
USC is a choke artist. They lose all their big games anymore.
Well, the rest of that conference is garbage, man. Arizona State. Stanford's down. UCLA's awful. Who else is there? You know? Utah, I guess you could throw them in there. I'd listen to the Utah argument. They're always solid. But I like playing Notre Dame. I love beating up on them. It's not usually very competitive, but it's enjoyable.
It's always nice to put a beat down on them. And, you know, it kind of keeps keeps them Midwest Catholic boys, you know, honest. They ain't going to jump on Notre Dame.
Yeah, we got to put them in check once in a while. They start getting loud.
Start pulling kids we want.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, some interesting non-conference games coming up. I wish everybody scheduled tough games, but oh well. Let's talk a little recruiting. We don't need to go too heavy and too deep on it. I do like going deep, but not on recruiting. Excuse me. So Buckeyes had a little bad news there over a week with J.C. Latham and Hudson Wolf, Troy Stellato, all picking other schools. Most of it was to be expected. No real surprises there. J.C. Latham taking Bama. They had come in late and got Latham's ear. Hudson Wolf, Tennessee guy. Mom wanted to keep him near home, is what the word is. Still waiting for that NCAA investigation to begin. We may have to wait another season. And Troy Stellato took, would he take Clemson? So, no real surprise there.
I'm not even disappointed in any of it other than Latham. I thought he was coming to Ohio State. I thought, you know, he'd end up being a stud at Ohio State. He'll end up being a stud at Bama. So, I mean, it's not like he made a bad decision. But,
yeah,
Ohio State's put together this epic class, and he's got some teammates that were coming. So I was pretty confident about him. Stellato, I think Stellato was like, man, I'm good, but that room is just sick at Ohio State. The room is just sick. Like, I don't want to go into that.
Right.
I don't blame the kid, and especially when we got that other kid still on the board that we're going hard for out there in Washington.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe it's a sign. Stellato's like, I think that kid's going to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Ohio State's still number one in those rankings for Emeka Egbuka. He does want to visit Oklahoma, so hopefully he can't make it before he has to decide. Not that I think they would sway him. I just would rather, you know.
I mean, they could. I mean, they've been putting out serious dudes in the NFL at wide receiver, obviously at quarterback. But the kid's obviously serious about playing at a premier school.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really Ohio State versus Oklahoma in that recruitment. The Latham loss is big because there aren't a lot of quality O linemen out there. You know, you got Tristan Lee. Word is that LSU is leading for him and Clemson is a close second. You got Rocco Spindler. He's looking at either Michigan or Notre Dame. He's from Michigan. So we're kind of getting low on the quality O lineman, at least. So we'll have to see what shakes out. I imagine these guys are hoping to get on campuses over the fall. You got Jagger Burton down there in Kentucky. He's the one that might be leaning to Ohio State. Other than that, it's kind of up in the air, and Ohio State might just push pause on any recruiting until they can actually see some new tape of these guys. You know, there's no camp footage from this summer, and you really got to wait and see them in games.
Yeah, and if it might be limited games, and who knows?
Exactly. Yeah, some schools may not even play a season. You know, worst case scenario. But, you know, in some states, they may not allow football if there's another wave of the Rona going around. But, we'll see who else pops up there on the O-line. We definitely need at least one more O-lineman. Like I mentioned, Emeka Egbuka, definitely in on him. JT Tuamalo, the other five-star from Washington. This dude is like persona non grata on the social media and doesn't do interviews. So nobody has any idea where he stands. Although there are crystal balls that have him going to Ohio State. I'm just going to assume that we're number one in line for him. You know,
people might just be putting them out because it's like, hey, it makes sense. Go to Ohio State.
Yeah, could be your kid. Right. It'd be interesting to see if we can get him on campus. That'd be huge, I think. And these guys are going to be limited once their seasons are over to get to college campuses before the early signing period in December, which they all seem to use now as the signing day.
I don't know, man. You're going to have people that aren't real fond of. I'd love to see there's got to be some statistic on how far away recruits went to school. I'm betting you next year is going to be like one of the lowest in a few years.
Yeah.
Where they say it's the driving distance.
Yeah.
I worry about the whole COVID thing and, hey, I don't want to be that far away from my family and then you can't fly. I wonder if that'll sink in. Probably not to a recruit's head, but to a parent's head that's influencing the recruit.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point. I think that we're going to see a lot of flips from guys that just committed without visiting that college. Not necessarily Ohio State recruits, but I just think across the country, this might be one of those heavy flip, or at least guys decommitting, you know, this kind of season.
I got to think you would be able to transfer no penalty at all during COVID. Say, hey, look, man, I don't know. Well, as long as it's closer to your home or something like that.
Right.
Hey, I don't want to, you know, I'm going to be that far away from my family. To me, that would be an easy excuse that the NCAA would pretty much have to grant.
Right. You never know with those fuckers. You know, they had that one kid wanted to transfer from Georgia to, like, Illinois or something like that to be closer to his sick grandmother or sick mother. I forget the exact scenario, but he got denied, you know, for a medical condition like that. So I don't know if I trust the NCAA to make the right decision ever. But yeah, I agree that if somebody makes a good enough case that you could see them, you know, making some accommodations for kids. I would hope anyway, but you never know with the NCAA. Our boy Travion Henderson got a little bump lately, up to a 5-star. Look at these 5-stars. Sawyer, Travion, Donovan Jackson, Kyle McCord. Tumese Adelaide is a 9.83. Still don't know why that's not a 5-star. So, yeah, Buckeyes got some recent bumps on the recruiting board in 247. That's always nice.
I don't know how they bumped anybody, frankly, from last time, though, without any camps. I mean, what the
fuck? I know. It's asinine.
How do they move them at all?
I mean,
you haven't seen these guys. You haven't seen any of these kids do anything in 5 months.
They went back and watched the tape again.
Right.
The same game 5 times.
Went to last summer's camps and looked at their notes and shit.
Oh, yeah, his huddle tape really landed with me today, more so than before. Anyway, so yeah, let's talk about this Buckeye pledge, Sean. I know you had an interesting take on this, and really, I don't know if somebody thinks this is a legal binding document, they're got their head up their ass. It's more informational and trying to explain the gravity of the corona to these players, and more like a pledge, really, just asking them to
keep your social distance,
make the changes in your life to keep from getting the disease and bringing it into the team.
Regardless, I don't care if it is a legal document. It should be a legal document. Guess what? My kids are playing fucking sports. They've all got to sign documents. Everyone's got to. That's the way it's going forward now. So anybody that's like giving like, oh my gosh, you're making these kids sign waivers? Yeah, I think you have to sign a waiver to play football anyway. Because guess what? You might get hurt. It's a pretty violent sport. So I don't even get what people are getting all bent out, like, oh my gosh, you're making these kids do this, that. It's bullshit.
Right.
And for Max to Kellerman, whatever his name is, to go off on that stuff, it was stupid. Like, I thought he had kids. He's going to have a 9-year-old daughter. Guess what? She's going to have to sign a waiver to play soccer. It's just the way of the world.
Yeah, didn't we have to sign something back in the 80s to play football?
Yeah, and
we made a
pledge not to use tobacco or drink alcohol.
Yeah, which you immediately violated.
I followed that to the T. It was a serious. I took that pledge seriously.
I know you did. You signed it in blood, I know. Your word is your bond.
That's right.
Yeah, you know ESPN. That's why I boycotted them.
It's just
the fake outrage, man. That's all they are.
I haven't listened to ESPN in ages, but and I stay off the social media and stuff. But something like that, I think you probably sent it to me, and I'll catch something like that. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's just I feel they're so bored. I mean, goodness, I mean, they're making up news. that isn't news.
Yeah, they're trying to say that they're trying to say, oh, big monster college is trying to quote unquote hoodwink the little small player that has no voice. You know,
you're going to get COVID and die, and this big university doesn't care.
Yeah,
and you know, hat tip, because I went through and looked at a couple of the comments, and I'm pretty sure the one I read was from Guy Scott's dad.
Yeah,
that kind of ripped into him, saying, "Well, we had no problem signing this, bro." That's,
yeah.
I mean, you might want to read it or something before you comment.
Exactly. Well, that's the other thing, is they probably didn't even read it. They had somebody highlight a couple lines or take a few things out of context, you know, which ESPN does so well. And they've always had a hard-on for us, you know, for the Buckeyes anyway. So,
right.
No big news there. But, yeah, I thought it was hilarious that people are acting surprised that kids have to sign something to play. I would say the stuff we signed back in the 80s to play football was probably more legally binding than this thing.
Like I said, I hope it is legally binding. And you know what? I don't even think I think there should be a universal waiver for society. It says, guess what? If you're out and about, you got a chance of getting sick. You got a chance of catching cancer. You got a chance of being hit by a car.
Yeah.
And you might die. And you know what? It's at your own risk. Live at your own risk. If someone does something egregious that causes your death, we'll hold them responsible. Right. Outside of that, if something happens unfortunate and you get something, hey, sorry, that's life and death.
Yeah. Exactly. I think you're onto something there. I believe that all colleges are going to have all their students signing something similar. You know.
You have to, because all the lawyers shouldn't have to. There should be just an announcement nationwide. Hey, guess what, everybody? This thing's still out there. It's probably going to be out there like the flu is. Certain people are going to get it. It's going to affect them. So just letting you know, stay safe out there. Wash your hands. Period. Stop.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, unfortunately.
And to piggyback on that and the whole thing, was talking, and I know it's not decided yet, but the limited fans, 30,000 or 50,000. Look, if you're putting 50,000 people through the gates, who gives a shit? Put 100,000 through. I mean, come on. Right. Who are you kidding here? That's just fake made up shit.
Yeah, a lot of everything that's going on with the masks and all that crap is all just CYA. People making making steps for no good reason. They're just doing it because it looks good.
CYA.
You know, and it's not going to stop a goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. So I say everybody get corona and hope you beat it starting today.
I wish I had it. I don't know. Some people I'm sure had suffered greatly from it, but I don't want to. I'm not walking around worried about it. So if I get it, I get it. I'm willing to.
All that worrying will make you sick.
That's right.
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but let's jump on this Athlon Sports poll that just came out. Their top 25 for this season. Let's go 1 through 5 real quick. I'll read them off to you. Number 1, Clemson. Number 2, Alabama. Number 3, Ohio State. Number 4, Oklahoma. Number 5, Penn State. How's your top 5 go?
I'll give them Clemson. Just because they beat us last year. They got the quarterback. They got the running back back. But I give them that basically on reputation and from last year's performance. And then I have Ohio State squarely at number 2 with a more talented roster, frankly. I don't know how, you know, Bama's getting cred. I don't think they deserve right now. They have no idea what's going on at quarterback for them. But they get to play a couple games. Their running game is going to obviously be strong. Their O-line will be strong. And Alabama will be good. But, I mean, they lost some major, major freaking talent at receiver. I know they got some other talented guys coming back. They got that linebacker coming back. But I just to put Alabama at two, based on what, other than history. So maybe they aren't that good. But I could see Alabama losing to a Georgia or Florida or somebody like that in the SEC championship game. I think LSU's screwed. But so Bama probably has a decent path to get to the championship. I don't know if they're good enough to win it in the SEC.
Yeah.
So I'd put Ohio State there, frankly.
Okay. And then you go Bama three?
I'll give Bama the benefit of the doubt at three, I guess, because I don't know who else I'm going to put there. Maybe I'd go Oklahoma. He's got a cupcake schedule, as usual.
Mm-hmm. First-year starter, though, at quarterback.
Right, but he's kind of been the quarterback whisperer, right?
This guy's not a transfer, though. This guy's actually a system quarterback, so he's been there 1 year, not developed, you know, like guys that have transferred in previously. That's the only difference, in my opinion. Who you got at five?
I don't think, to me, I'd probably go with Florida or somebody like that. Yeah. I'm not sold on Penn State being five. Maybe they are that good. We find out at their place fairly early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in October. Yeah, I agree with you for the most part. I would go Clemson, Ohio State. I'm going to slide Bama down another slot, and I'm going to move Florida up into the number three hole, and I'll leave Penn State at the four. I'll go Bama four and then Penn State five. But I think Florida is going to make a huge leap this year. I think Bama is going to take a step back. Bama's probably going to switch back to their run heavy, you know, tough defense kind of scheme instead of relying on the quarterback to make plays like they did with Tua. This quarterback, Mac Jones, is not the guy for that. So, and they got a freshman coming in. I realize he's a five-star, that Bryce Young kid. But I don't think he, with the limited camp, you know, and not being able to be in the facility and enroll early, I think he's got no shot at starting. So that's my top five. Looking at Big Ten teams, like I mentioned, Ohio State, then Penn State. Who else we got up here? I don't agree with LSU. It's at eight, by the way. I think they'll be lucky to finish in the top 20. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, they lost so much. I think they've had some good recruiting years with Orgeron, but I don't think so.
We got Whiskey at 12, Michigan at 15.
And yeah, probably, just because Whiskey's got a cupcake schedule. Michigan, they'll lose their three games, and still they'll be the highest-ranked three-loss team there is.
Yeah.
As usual, is that Michigan bias.
Yeah.
They'll lose to Ohio State. They'll lose to Penn State. They'll beat an awful Michigan State. They'll probably lose another one somewhere in there, either Minnesota or They might go to Washington early.
Right. You got a Minnesota team here ranked 20th.
Yeah,
you got Iowa at 25. So the Big Ten's got quite a few teams chalked throughout this 25.
You know, I think Iowa and Minnesota benefit from being on the other side. I don't think Minnesota would necessarily be a top 20 team if they were in the Big Ten East.
No.
And had to roll that schedule.
That's my team coming out of the West, though, this year. I think Minnesota is the team out of the West.
I do too. I was reading about them. They got a bunch of dudes coming back. I think the whole O-line.
Yeah.
Yeah,
quarterback.
I don't know how those guys.
Yeah, quarterback, receiver. Receiver is one of the best in the country. I'm not sure about their defense so much, but their offense is loaded.
And no Jonathan Taylor up in Whiskey.
Right. But they still have them at 12. I think it's a matter of just plugging in a new running back there. They do have Jack Cohn coming back. Not sure he's the answer. They got that quarterback, Graham Mertz. He'll be second year in the program. They lost a few linebackers, but they bring back 9 on the defense. So it'll be tough.
What really stuck out to me on the whole top 25 thing was Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. You know, Cincinnati, Fickle's really built that program. You know, why would you go take a Michigan State job? I mean, Cincinnati's a better program than that.
Exactly.
I know it's not Power 5, but it's a better program.
Yeah. Yeah, it's top of the group of 5. You know, they're in the top tier of that. So, they're at 21.
So, you're 6 down from Michigan?
Yeah. And they'll move up throughout the season as they win, you know. They're not going to stay down at 21 unless they take a loss.
Isn't the only game they lost last year to Ohio State?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be good. I was impressed with the number of Big Ten teams, even Michigan being in that list. I think the only thing putting Penn State up there in the top 5 is their defense, you know, and their quarterback is coming back, you know, for another season. I have to see if they have any wide receivers that step up. You know, they don't have KJ Hamler anymore.
Right.
But that defense is loaded, though.
And they're running, but yeah. I don't know about the O-line. You know, to me, it's always about the O-line.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
That's why Minnesota, I'm with you. They got the inside track to take that west. Especially if I think they got a game against Michigan. If they can beat Michigan.
Yeah.
I think it's at Michigan.
Yeah. That's true.
That'd be pretty juicy.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, not a lot of other teams that really stand out in this top 25, to me anyway. USC's at 19. Texas is at 16. Yeah, I think the only thing keeping Oklahoma in that top 5 is just their recent history and playing in the Big 12, that's all. We'll see how good they are.
They'll be good because they still play the Big 12. They'll play Texas probably twice for the.
Yeah. Yeah, this top 5 mirrors the betting odds right now. You got Clemson as the favorite at minus 200. You got Ohio State at minus 150. And then Bama minus 125. So flip-flop Bama and Ohio State in their poll. Kind of what we were saying. Clemson, then Ohio State, then Bama.
In my heart to tell me, I'll go with Ohio State to win it all. I'll give them the ranking out of the gate, but I'll take Ohio State to win it.
Yeah, then you got Oklahoma, Georgia's up there. LSU still should not be up there. I think Florida is undervalued. At plus 350. This is odds to make the playoffs. Odds to win are basically the same. Clemson, Ohio State, Bama, Georgia, Florida, Auburn, LSU. Okay. Why do you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 SEC teams in the top 10 to win the championship.
Because if this one doesn't, then the next one will.
Telling me Georgia even has a shot? Auburn? LSU?
Georgia's got one of the most talented rosters in the country.
Yeah, but they got
They're recruiting the last few years.
You think Kirby Smart wants a do-over on the fucking Justin Fields transfer right about now?
He's still got Fromm, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Fromm left?
He's in the NFL, yeah. He got drafted late, like sixth round.
Before Shea Patterson.
Yeah, well, everybody was before Shea Patterson.
Justin Fields just, I mean, he's, see pictures of him? He's just a big kid, man.
Yeah.
Kid is solid.
Keep him healthy off season. Maybe pull him a little earlier. And let's save him for the playoff run. I don't want him getting dinged up late in the fourth.
Yeah, he was probably thinking, that's my last year in college. I'm about to, you know, account for 70 touchdowns. Let me do that real quick.
Right. He's a favorite to win the Heisman.
Over Sunshine?
Yeah. Sunshine's a close second. Yeah, Fields, Lawrence, Spencer Rattler, of course, because he's an Oklahoma quarterback. It's number three. Ellinger for Texas. Jamie Newman. Isn't he a NASCAR driver? Georgia's quarterback.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. Etienne's way down there. I would put some money on Etienne at plus 1,800, man.
I know. That kid runs so hard.
He could put up 2,500 yards, man. He could catch and run.
I know. And like 25, 30 touchdowns, maybe.
Yeah. Florida's quarterback is down here at plus 2,500.
Who, Danny Werfel?
Yeah. Tim Tebow. Nobody else for Ohio State even on the board. Wow.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Wait till Trey Sermon puts a game up. He'll be starting week one.
So you say.
Yeah.
But I still think there's going to be a lot of split carries there. I wouldn't put any Buckeyes on that board. Because, you know, they don't really let a receiver win that anymore. So, you know, we have a couple guys that could be the best in the country this year, but they're not going to sniff a Heisman. Sean Wade on defense might be the best corner in the country. Mm-hmm. But unless they flip him over to play receiver and return punts and stuff, no. He ain't going to get it.
Look at this. Najee Harris is plus 4,000. I would put money on that.
Well, he splits down there, though, doesn't he?
Not anymore. He's the last of the Mohicans.
I thought they had some other stud that they run out there with him.
Not anymore. He's gonna get the bulk of the carries. You got Brian Robinson Jr. and Trey Sanders. Never even heard of those guys.
Well, you can believe they were highly rated. Well, sure. Names sound familiar to me.
I heard of the Sanders kid, not the other guy. Anyway, that'll about do it, I think. Anything else you wanted to cover?
I think that's about it.
All right. As always, folks, we appreciate you stopping by the show. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, download, delete, re-download, unsubscribe, resubscribe, and all that stuff. That's all. Sean, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
We will talk to you next time. Have a good evening.
Later.
This is your moment.
Your moments move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.